Did anyone ever take too much liberties with Baba or become too familiar that he would say?
Yeah, sometimes he would remind us.
What would happen? What would you do?
Well, liberty in the sense that there would be a lot of... sometimes we would enter into an argument with him. Yeah. Whatever predominance he gives to a certain factor, we said no, but this is more important than that, and this is that, and it will go on and on. Baba won't explain why he is saying this. But then at a certain stage he will say, do as I tell you to do. Always remember, I am God in human form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When it goes, very rarely he would remind us like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we go out of our hands, or his hands, whatever you call it.
So in other words, when you're trying to be in control, and he's, that you wanted to control the situation.
Yeah, we had to.
Yeah.
We were, as I told you this morning, that we felt responsible for him, for his body. Which is, of course, a fantastic notion on our part. Yeah. Really speaking, he is responsible for the whole universe, the whole creation. But he made us feel that we are responsible for the safety of his body, say, responsible for his reputation, whatever you call it, you know. So we felt that we remained always protective of him. We should protect him and all that. He made us feel that way. But he is so compassionate that eventually he gives us a little hint. So remember that I am in control, not you. Mm-hmm. Quite often it will be, there will be a lot of things, you see. Arguments would take place and this and that. Usually about his work, it would be.
Did anyone ever, say, make a joke with Baba that was rude? Or just behave rudely to Baba?
Not rudely.
Yeah.
But you may take it, taking liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially those who had studied with him, who were his schoolmates,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
who had fought and wrestled with him.
Mm-hmm.
They were also with us.
Mm-hmm.
This is a unique advent, you see. Mm-hmm. Where his family, relatives, his school friends and all, somehow or other, began to believe in him, what he says he is.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally they had that privilege, you know. You may not call it privilege, they never gave a thought that they had a privilege or anything, but the familiarity was so deep that they would speak out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what would he do?
So, when it would be there, I still remember, you want to hear another personal side. Here in this hall, we were all seated here, the Mandali were here, and there came a day, I forget now the what was it, but I still remember this episode. And what had happened was Dr. Gani was with him. He was a school friend.
Mm-hmm.
He studied with him in the same school and friend for past many years. He became his devoted disciple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, he died while lecturing on Baba. In Theosophical Lodge. Yeah. Yeah.
At the podium?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How blessed he is.
He didn't have to remember Baba's name.
Whatever it is. So what had happened was that he was here and he somehow or other said something, cracked a joke or something, and that's what I forget.